Is that the land of Ludafisk?
Oh my god.
Or does that come from elsewhere?
Did we say we're gonna talk about that? Okay.
Oh, I gotta talk about Ludafisk.
Actually, I don't even know what that word is, but let's just say it comes from Finland.
Okay.
Joining us from Finland, from Konami Games, is Juha Mettinen. Hello, Juha.
Hello, Brian.
And I think I said it right. And we are going to be talking about Galactic Conquerors today, which is an early access. So again, this week, just as a disclaimer, folks, we are talking about an early access game. It is 0.5, as you can see right here. It is not finished. So if it crashes or if things aren't finished, this is the sausage being made, folks. So just don't expect a full complete game. Just a disclaimer. So this is a game of planetary conquest and resource gathering, and you gather resources via planetary conquest and other methods to build more ships to take over your enemy's planets. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up.
Right, and I've been playing some single player just to get a feel of it, and Jim and I just tried some multiplayer, which, hey, it worked. Multiplayer just worked, which is...
It is so shocking to actually get an early access game that the multiplayer isn't like, you know, the toward the end, right? Like, oh, we're going to get this working. But for now, you have to fool around with ports and stuff.
So
that's nice. And that's kind of a Unity thing. They kind of help with that.
Oh,
so.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be upset with anyone. We're not. It's a refreshing change of pace.
Yeah, we're not talking about those, you know, Beyond Soul guys.
No. We love them. We love them. We love Beyond Soul. And we love them. That's we're just saying this is not the only game. This is the first game in a while, especially access where the multiplayer just works. So in single player, you have a few options. Now, what is the difference between quick play and a skirmish?
Well, not actually anything. Quick play just starts a skirmish with the default options, so it's pretty much the same. If you don't just want to select the map and do the basic configurations, you just can hit quick play and get on with it.
Okay. Now, we're going to do some multiplayer for you all to show you how the game works and so we could, you know, talk about it while we play it, because that's fun. Who wants to host?
Well, if I host...
Okay.
So
I will wait a moment. But yeah, it was nice. Jim and I tested this out earlier. He started a game and it just worked. I mean, that doesn't sound like a big deal, folks, but it kind of is. So, you know.
It is. It gives us hope for the future. Of, you know, because it's like, well, the other thing, too, is that this is a simultaneous turn-based. As opposed to, you know, so everybody can take their turn, and then it just waits for everybody to hit next, and then it plays out. Versus the, I would say, mildly horrific experience that we had with Galactic Civilization.
Where it's like, okay,
I got nothing to do, I hit next, and then you realize you got nothing to do, and you hit next. And we just do that like 20 times until a build counter counts down.
I forgot about that. Shit. Oh,
yeah, it was not optimal. So I'm looking at the whole, you know, the whole simultaneous WeGo thing here, and I'm thinking that's the solution, right? If it were not, because I wouldn't want to play a 4X in real time, but kind of, you know, I don't know. This is a better solution to me.
I agree.
We'll just say it that way.
So this is early access. How long have you been working on this game, Juha?
Well, we started actually 2 years ago, but this version you're now playing started around 1 year ago. It has been a long process, and we have learned a lot of things. And, well, now it's almost finished.
Okay, that's awesome. So I got in just fine. Jim, we're waiting on you, apparently.
Yeah, I'll be in just a second. I'm looking at the option thing, because what you were saying before we started about holding Alt down before I started it, I'm just looking for what actually may have changed or whatever, or if it's maybe invisible. So, okay. Anyway, I'll go to multiplayer and
right. So this is running. This is running on Unity.
Yeah.
And how are you liking Unity? Because we talked to a good amount of Unity developers, and there does seem to be like a mixed, kind of mixed. Like some people love it, some people are like, "Yeah, it's available." You know, how are you liking Unity?
Well, I think it's great. I've actually tried a lot of engines from Erlicht to Ogre and a lot of other engines. So Unity, everything's just set up and you can do pretty much anything with it. So I'm liking it.
Now, the way I've noticed, like in playing this, it seems like this would be a good game for tablets. Are you planning on porting it to mobile devices?
Yeah, we hear that a lot of times, but well, I can say that it has run on my Nokia Lumia around 1 year ago, so yeah, maybe it's coming to tablets, maybe not, but we want to finish the PC version first.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Yeah. What model Lumia do you have? I had a 1320.
Sorry?
The Nokia Lumina that you have? I was just curious what model you had.
920.
Oh, okay. That's a little more sanely sized, that 1320. I was like, that's awesome. I'll get, and then the phone was like bigger than a Pop-Tart in my pocket. So it was, yeah. If I'd have got the smaller phone, I'd have kept it. So
was it one of those phablet things? Is that what
it was beyond. I mean, it's probably, well, the Sony phone that I had was bigger, but yeah, it was a large phone. That's for sure. It was to the point where if I had it in my pocket and I had to bend over to pick something up that I dropped, I was worried that I was going to bend the phone because it was just so huge. It filled my entire blue jeans pocket when it was
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a big ass phone. It was like almost a 7-inch phone.
Is that a phone in your pocket or it is a phone in your pocket?
It is.
Ow.
But,
all right, I think you have to hit ready, Jim. I think you're the only one.
Oh, yeah.
You're the holdout. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. So let's...
you got set up.
There we go. Yay! I'm purple. I love purple. I love purple. So I've noticed it seems like, so far at least, most of the systems have one sun and one planet. I think I see a system over here that might have two, though they seem more rare. Is that the most common, the one sun and one planet? Like, does one sun and one planet represent an entire solar system?
Yeah, at the moment, at least. But in the future, when the game editor is introduced, there will be another kinds of systems also. And, well, the game is actually divided into sectors at this point, so each sector can have multiple star systems.
Okay. All right, so we all start with a planet, and we got to take over the other planets. Now, how big can these maps be? Right now, I think I see four systems and what looks like two wormhole-y jump gate things. But how big can these maps be?
Well, do you see the boundaries on the edges of the map?
Yeah.
That's 1/9 of what can one sector be, and there can be multiple sectors.
Is just one sector.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a map Galaxy Domination that actually has two sectors, and they are both kind of this sized.
Oh, okay. How do you list of your armies and planets? Let's see. I see. First star system. Oh, there it is. That's what I was missing. So you click this thing up here that says first star system, and you get a galaxy map.
Yep.
Oh, I'd never noticed that before. Okay, so I've ended my turn. Yeah, that Jin token says that sounded like a huge phone you had there.
Yeah, it was a wicked big phone.
it was wicked huge. All right. So let's see. Now that I have an armor bay, so how many races are in the game? It looks like right now there might be two, maybe three.
Yeah.
So there's two right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two playable factions and one neutral faction that pretty much has the models and units that the other factions have. they are called mercenaries at this point. They are not in any other maps than the tutorial map at the moment, but later on they will be in the other maps also, so you can harvest them also.
Oh, very cool. Now, how do you jump between sectors? Is that what these gates are? These little jump gatey looking things?
Yeah, they can be jumped to the other sectors, but you can jump to same sector. It all depends where the portal is headed. If you left click it on the portal, it actually shows where it's going to lead you.
Oh, I see. So right now, these two portals just go to each other because we have one system.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
So the build order of what I'm doing on the planet, I build a workshop because that allows me to build my basic ships. And then I don't have enough resources to get the Thunderspire yet, which gives me the advanced units. So what should I be doing on the planet at that point?
Mainly constructing your basic units and trying to get other planets so you can start trading those resources in this map, of course, to titanium.
So how do I actually obtain the resources? Is it just I own the planet, I get so many a turn, or do I interact with those asteroid fields that are out there?
On this map, only from the planets, but there will be treasure chests and mines later on.
Ooh, nice. Nice, that's good. That gives more options for people besides just planets. You know, that's really great. Some more things to fight over, which I like.
Fighting is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. So this can support how many players? It looked like it was up to four?
Eight players.
Oh, eight. Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
And like, if someone has to jump out, will that player just lose, or will the AI take over for them?
At the moment, the player will just lose. Oh, sorry. Just taking a cat away from my keyboard. Yeah, go over there. Thanks.
It's in the danger zone.
Yeah. But, there will be option to add an AI player to the client slot that has disconnected also.
Okay. Oh, nice. So how do I actually colonize a planet? Just get a ship there and that's enough?
Yeah. Considering there is no defending troops over there. Oh, hello there. Who's the green player?
So you guys already met. I see. Okay. So if you build an army on the planet, you build ships on the planet, will they stay on the planet? Will they go into orbit? Like, are they a garrison? Is that how that works?
Yeah, they're garrisoned at first on the, well, if you see the top bar, that's your garrison army. And you can swap them to the orbit army. That's
right.
A possibility to move around the map. It works similar to Heroes, Might and Magic series.
Oh, right. I got it. That's how that's working. Okay, let's put you there for now. Okay, I'm going to build a nice little garrison on my home planet there. All right. And how many planets can be in one sector?
Well, there's no limit, actually.
Oh. So there could be like 20 planets just in this one sector, for example? That could happen.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I guess just up to whatever the map designer makes, right? Because these aren't procedural maps, right? So
yeah. We actually had a map on testing purposes that had like 150 orbiting planets or something like that.
Holy shit!
And 200 armies. We just wanted to try out how the engine is behaving with that amount of objects.
And how did it do?
Quite well.
Oh, nice.
It was 1 year ago also. And
oh,
a lot
nice.
Of changes have been done since then.
So how many maps are in the game so far?
At the moment, there is 8, I recall.
And are there going to be, like, is there going to be Steam Workshop support or anything where people can add more? Or is that up to you guys?
We are aiming to add the workshop features.
Oh, nice.
But, well, at least we are publishing the game editor when it's finished.
So oh, good.
People but I don't know yet if I will add the workshop features in it. But we'll see. The system works quite well without the workshop also, because we have internal mechanics to actually load the map from the server when a player joins in it.
So. Oh, that's pretty cool. How you feeling, by the way? Yeah, I remember you have you're getting over the flu.
Yeah, trying to get over it. Whole team has been in the flu for the 2 weeks now, and I'm the last one who got it, so it was pretty harsh. 39 degrees Celsius of fever and.
Oh Jesus. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, because I when I get the flu, I'm just like, I'm useless to everyone. I am just a wreck. So good on you for having the gumption to come on. Now, I see this thing, battles ongoing. Does that mean other guys are fighting and I just have to wait?
Yeah. Well, you can wait or you can do whatever you like other than...
Oh, I see. I can build a cloning facility, which means I can get commanders. I've not done that yet. Boom. Build me a cloning facility, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're pretty overpowered at the moment, so...
Oh, the commanders are?
Yeah.
So these aren't named commanders. These are just special, like, hero ships, basically, like, that you can put with the fleet that has, like... Wow, those are crazy stats. Long-range commander with a tail laser. Wow, I love these designs. The Void Blade. Oh, I love it. I'm going to try and build me some of them. So, yeah, right now I just... can I do anything with this planet, or is this not my planet? I don't know. I don't know if I can take it yet. I got to wait. It's surrounded by a green line. Does that mean it's somebody else's, or does that mean it's good for the taking?
It's actually James's planet.
Oh.
Because he's a green player.
Oh, I see. I'm the red player. I see. And I can't see what the other two systems are. I see. So if I want this planet here that's green, how do I take it?
You just move your army on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Because it's mine. Oh. Yeah. So how did I actually win this? I thought I was going to lose pretty bad, and then one of your guys exploded, so I guess you had one of the whatever those ships are that blow up the probes.
Yeah, I was trying to blow up you. But,
okay.
Because
it seemed like you did it, but it didn't actually get me like you intended. So.
Well, it's scaling with a unit amount, so I didn't do enough damage, actually. And, destroyed my own troops and gained nothing from it.
Well, it was nice of you, at least, though. So,
you're welcome.
So, whenever I'm building ships, does it build one per turn, or how fast does it go through the build queue?
It builds everything you plan to recruit that turn. So,
right then. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that keeps things moving fast, I would think, which is nice. Especially
if I have this. If I have them on the planet, they'll still defend if he tries to land here, right? And it's so I don't have to put them in orbit. All right.
Yeah. But
so that's nice,
if you're
then he doesn't know what I've got.
If you're trying to recruit on that turn, he's attacking you. The recruits actually don't do, but they are cancelled. Just so you can't get enough defending troops on your planet.
Right. Alright. Let's see if I can take your planet, Jim. I doubt it. I kind of like the cel-shaded look here to the ships. Actually, it's all kind of cel-shaded a little bit, isn't it? I like that. Kind of cartoony. How you holding up, man? You okay?
Me.
Right.
Or.
Yeah, you. We know you're a little miserable with the.
Yeah, if you. Yeah. Whenever you need to stop, if you need to like whatever, just say, look, I'm done. I can't stay awake anymore. Whatever. We're fine with that. So,
Yeah, no problem with that.
We've been sick before. We get it. I think remember when we had Chris Roberts on and I was still getting over a cold and you did most of the talking in the episode, yeah. Jim, because I could not stop coughing. That was so fucking annoying. That was super goddamn annoying. Because I was getting over this horrible cold and I just could. That was like our fourth episode and I was like holding, like I didn't want. Like, I had this old headset where you could hear it go on mute, so it made this loud dunk, you know, and you did the mute thing. So I was just holding my hand over the microphone the entire time and trying, like, to cough as quietly as possible and driving myself crazy. How's this going to work? Battle phase. What do we got? Interesting. Okay.
So it's interesting that there's... Oh, never mind. So it's a stack of my guys that's there. So there's like a 4 and a 6. All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. Because I was looking to be like, oh, I'm going to have 6 individual units, but no. So it's basically the more of them that are there, it's just the more hit points that stack has. Right.
Yeah, and more damage and more shields.
Okay.
Some of the skills actually scale with the unit amount also. So the more units you have on that stack, the more damage they are creating with the skills.
We are waiting for the battle to begin.
Yeah. And one of the features of the GC is actually the possibility to have multiple battles on.
Oh.
So James and I are actually now battling, and you're just waiting for the James to come from this battle.
Someone kill someone else so I can kill Jim. Excuse me, damn it. Thinking about that coughing has got me coughing. Son of a bitch. Thankfully, I have a better microphone now. There's a nice little mute button. Let's see. Did you hear that at all? Did you hear anything? Because I muted it. Oh, that's nice. You couldn't hear when it went on to mute. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's handy. I'll use that more often.
Oh, damn.
It blinks, too. Okay, I see battle phase ending. Ah! Turn 1 of 6. What does that mean, turn 1 of 6?
It means that the battle will end in 6 turns. So if you haven't win or lost, the system returns you to the round phase also after that. And the battles continue after the next round turn. So you can retreat your troops, for example, if you're losing the battle.
Oh, cool. All right, everybody die. Die, die, die.
So I can't bring everything that I own on this planet, apparently, to this battle, right? Because I had a lot more guys than what I have here.
Yeah, you only have 6 ships here, Jim. That
right, and real- I... Well, maybe it didn't... Maybe it was just using what I had that turn because it doesn't build the stuff until the next turn.
Yeah, that's the
beginning of the combat phase. Well, that's why then. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they show up in my army list, but they're not actually built until the next turn starts. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That would explain it.
Oh, time to die. Oh, I kind of love how, like, when ships blow up, there's this flaming, like, crash and burn effect. That is pretty great. Okay, so let's see. Okay, you go after you. And then you go after you. It was a slaughter.
Yeah, it was, it happened.
Yay! I can build shit now. Well, not yet. Oh, I can build shit. Ooh. Is that because the buildings are already built? So when I took this planet, the buildings are already built, so I can build... Oh.
Yeah. You take everything he had on the planet.
Sorry, Jim. Other than troops. Not really. Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag. All right. Let's see.
Well, luckily... that wasn't my only planet anymore.
Right.
But it was damn close.
Well, there's only four, so I mean, how many? Okay, so I can't build anything else. Okie doke.
You can thank me that you didn't lose. Now I've lost. Maybe I just watch the stream and try to enjoy the game.
The problem with the stream is there's delay, and sometimes Skype screen sharing works, and sometimes it doesn't. I've got stuff. I have got stuff. All right, so I can build stuff. Oh, yeah, build that. Build that. And then build a couple of those. Build some. Ooh, what is that? What is that? What is that? Oh, I can build more stuff. Build stuff. Build stuff. I love building stuff.
So whenever I have, I've got a stack of five ships and a stack of four ships, and I don't want to send all of those. How do I actually divide my force? Can I do that, or once they're in a fleet together, they're stuck?
Is the fleet on the planet?
It's orbiting the planet. It's not down on.
Well, then you can just click on one stack on the bar in planetary view and split the stack, for example.
Oh, so I have to go to the planet view to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like Heroes of Might and Magic, like Yuha was saying, because, you know, you have these stacks and you can split them and move them back and forth between your town and your army, basically. So it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, so, pretty much
okay, so I think I'm set. No ongoing constructions. I thought I told it to build stuff. Hang on. Thought I told you to build stuff. So is there a way you could set continuous production on something? Like, could you have it build, say, two Guardians every turn, two Avengers every turn, for example. Could you do that?
Not at the moment, at least.
Okay.
We have talked about it, but, it requires a lot of work at the moment.
Because I'm looking at the planet screen, and it says no ongoing construction, so I'm guessing that's a thing that's coming. It's just not there yet.
Well, it actually shows the buildings you are building on that planet.
Oh, buildings. Oh, yeah. I see. Oh, and this is the recruits thing. That's what's going on. Okay, I got confused. I thought construction meant everything. Okay. But no, there's the ship thing, and that's the thing. Okay, let's go. All right. Let's put a few of these. Okay. And then we're going to build a few more of these. I like building things. Building things is fun. build.
And a pro tip for you, you can actually change the army formations from the right window. So you can have those big ships on the front line and the smaller ones in the back.
Oh, I see that little button right there. Yeah. I see. Now that makes sense. Okay, cool.
So the other thing that I like about this game from a multiplayer perspective is that, well, two things. One, there's no build queue. When you build it, it's there the next turn, right? So it's not like, oh, I'm going to build this thing and then I have to kill like 10 turns before it shows up. So that's really nice. The other thing is that there's enough stuff to do that every turn is actually meaningful, you know, that I must be doing something, as opposed, once again, to just like killing time while you wait for a ship to get somewhere or whatever. It's like, no, I want to be, because I have a sense of urgency, because there's four planets, there's three of us. So, you know, I know that it's not going to be like a long time and I have to research a bunch of techs and all this stuff, you know, 4X style stuff before I run into somebody that's going to be shooting at me. So,
yeah.
It lends itself much better to multiplayer than other things.
Yeah. Well, the beautiful thing in this game is actually that the whole thing is customizable when the editor comes. So you can actually start creating the maps where, for example, those buildings can take that 10 turns or they don't take anything. You can have all the buildings ready on the start of the game. And, well, it's quite neat what you can do with it.
That'll definitely add some nice tension. It's like, God damn it, one more turn, I see them coming. Ah! Son of a bitch. All right, how are we doing? Ooh, we're doing well. Let's see, let's build some more of these guys. So is there any limit as to how many ships you can build in an army stack?
500.
Holy shit! Okay. Oh, fuck. All right. I'm nowhere near that yet. 500. Oh, my God. I can't imagine running into that, Davey.
The commanders, can you only have one of each type? Or what's the limitation on them? Because they're obviously not a stock unit.
Well, you can have the four commanders from your faction. So, well.
But I had a list of several to choose from, right? So there's five of them?
Yeah. There's four of them. You can have all of those in four armies. So one commander per army. But you can't have, for example, the opposing faction's commanders.
So could you have two of a specific commander, or is it just one of each and that's it?
Yeah, one of each.
Okay, that's kind of an interesting balance thing. Okay. All right, who's green? Because I'm coming for green. Someone's green.
I'm green. Well, not. I'm not.
Oh, wait, are you out?
Yeah.
What? Oh, shit. I didn't notice that. I had no idea.
When was the... I think it was turn 5 when I lost.
Oh, man. All right. This is going to be interesting. Waka, waka, waka. Everyone attack that guy.
So, Brian, you got a commander in your army already, huh?
I do, yeah. But not in this particular one.
What's that big ship with the 2 over it?
I don't know. Maybe that is one. I didn't think
it was. Is that something you started with? Or
what is that? Yeah, it's something I started with. I'm not sure what it is.
It's the human ultimate unit.
How'd I get that? I have no idea how I got that. It was just kind of there. Oh,
clearly you're hacking.
Snap!
Yeah.
That hurt. Ow! That stung! I lost a unit! Owie, owie! Come on, come on! I want to kill! Kill! Kill!
Well, that was achieved.
I like winning. I like being a winner. Okay.
You know, you can keep chasing me around the galaxy, but I still have another planet.
Yeah, I know.
We're chasing each other counterclockwise around.
I know. I know you got one more. I see it over here.
So this is interesting, though. Now that I took a planet that was formerly occupied by the other faction, now I can build their units here.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
So, yeah.
I'm interested to see what you're building.
Well, you can build them, of course, but, for example, Kramos doesn't get any advantages from recruiting human units. Because the commander skills are designed so that the Grammar's units receive the commander boosts.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Been a long day. So what time is it over where you are, Yuha?
It's 4 a.m.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry. I appreciate it, though. Usually we're the ones, or I'm the one usually getting up at 4 or 5 a.m. to talk to someone overseas. So I appreciate it.
No problem at all. I'm used to this.
Is this your full-time gig?
Sorry?
Is this your full-time job working on this game?
Yeah, at the moment.
Oh, great.
Doing offside gigs also, but doing this full-time.
Doing what at the moment?
Doing an educational game also.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Couple of hours a week, and other times just doing Galactic Conquerors.
That's cool. All right, hang on. I need to build more shit. Because I'm sure...
No, actually, I'll tell you the situation down here is I got here, I didn't have a hangar. So now I just build a hangar, but I can't recruit units because it's not actually built. So I have nothing. I have like one repair bot here, and
oh,
that's
no.
it.
Really?
So
are you lying to me? Are you?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't shit you, Brian. You're my favorite turd.
No. Yeah. All right. Oh, another battle. Here we go. Let's see.
Oh wait, what's? Oh,
yeah. Somehow
I thought you took my planet up.
No, there. I thought I did too. But apparently, that was just another army.
Oh, well, lucky me.
lucky
so
you.
So it actually worked out. I put an army in orbit, and I still had one that was building in the planet, so it didn't fight on the planet. And allowed one more turn for my guys to actually pop out. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Right. I wonder if I'll win this one. I don't want to get cocky, kid. What is a low gravity man? What is low gravity man?
It's a commander with a random name generator.
Oh, that's good.
Is that on my guy?
Yeah, that's your guy, yeah. Man.
Because his name's John Doe to me.
Oh, I see.
So we don't necessarily have the same name.
I see low gravity, man. That's on your guy. So that's interesting.
Well, I'm just saying the game chose a different name on your system than mine.
Huh, but it's still your unit. That's just kind of funny.
I think we are going to fix that on the next patch.
Yeah, you should, because we'll be saying, like, I'm going to attack low gravity man. Jim be like, who the fuck is that?
All right. Hey, now, don't get rowdy with them units there.
Rowdy? What do you mean, rowdy?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm going to have to knock out your dudes.
You're going to have to slap me down? Is that what's going on? Okay. Let's have a fight. Let's have a proper fight. Let's have a proper fight. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, we just lost some. Oh, shit. Oh, snap.
Whew. Oh, my. Well, that didn't happen.
That was close.
Yeah, no, I figured I'd go after your big guy and see if I could do anything. But, yeah. All right, so I don't have a planet. So it should have been a hint to me that I could actually still see stuff in orbit over there that I still owned the planet. So...
Yeah,
but I just didn't pick up on that, but all right. Anyway, yay, I can actually build, you know, a dude or two down here.
Okay, so I'm going to do. No.
Oh, no.
Damn it. That's not what I want.
Serious lack of resources. All right.
Do you have any galactic tokens? Which you could trade.
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you have any what? Oh, how do you do that?
It's the bottom left where the handshake icon is. You can trade from there.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. That's cool. Oh, I see. So I can trade that many I can trade all my tokens for that much. Really? Huh, that's not
okay. Oh, I did it the opposite direction. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so I want to... I got it now. All right. Oh, that doesn't buy much of that, does it?
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. No. No, it doesn't. That's cool that you can trade with your alliance, too, if you had one. That's pretty nice. Okay.
Yeah, so it says I've still got 8 tokens, but I can't seem to turn those into anything. So the mechanism here is it says select a resource you want to send. So if I want to spend the tokens for other things, I would click on the tokens at the top, and then I can convert them into credits or titanium.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, because it's still showing 8, but I can't convert any, so...
I like how there are, like, some orbital mechanics involved, because, like, I clicked a fleet to go to a planet. It can't just... There's not a straight line. It's got to whip around the sun a little bit and stuff. That's kind of neat. Can't just go there, because there's gravity, son.
Yeah.
You gotta deal with that shit. What? What the hell is that? Oh. I got an email for another Brian Rubin. Again.
Well, this time, it's like you don't have to, like, report to prison or whatever it was, right?
Well, no.
The last time they were trying to summons you to court and it wasn't you?
That was a year or two ago. But, yeah, that was for another Brian Rubin who got into a car accident. And the lawyer found me on LinkedIn. Like, didn't do any research beyond LinkedIn. And then, and I thought when they wanted to connect, I'm like, oh, they want some SEO advice or something. Nope. They emailed me, we're sending you a summons. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. This is a joke. And then I got a phone call. I'm delivering the summons to you. What? Yeah. So there are downsides to having a common name.
Yeah.
Because there's like a few Brian Rubens just in Los Angeles. I'm not even talking about the whole country, just in Los Angeles. And this guy did a hit and run, apparently. Real smart, Brian. Real good job, Brian. Really making us sound good, really making us look good there, Brian.
Hopefully it wasn't the Brian I was sending a Skype invitation early on.
No, that worked. No, I looked up your name and there were 3 of them. I was like, what?
3? Oh, jeez.
I know. I was like, which one? And there were no pictures, no descriptions. Just, it's like, I don't know. I don't know which one is the right one. That's the problem with Skype, really. Like, I think the first time I tried to find Jin, there were like 18 James Hunts. It's like, okay. That's great. Oh, shit. I've got like a billion resources. And I'm not doing anything with them. Derp. All right, so I should do shit with them, huh? Yeah, I should build shit at my shit. I should build shit at my shit. Yes, I should. All right, just so I've got shit at my shit. That's right, because I want shit at my shit. Oh, how do you get more titanium? Because titanium seems like a really rare thing.
Yeah, in this map it is quite rare, but you can trade credits for titanium, for example.
Oh, that's right, you can, can't you? Okay, hang on. So I'm going to trade some credits. Gimme. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I'm trying that shit. Mm-hmm. I saw you sending a ship my way, Jim. At least one ship. Now mine says low gravity man. All right, so let's see. How do you... Okay, so can I... Okay, so when you're in battle mode, can you do a drag select? Because I'm trying to, and it seems to be moving the map.
No, you have to do them individual.
Okay, that's fine.
There is a multiple selection. Just hold the left shift and move your mouse, so it isn't with the drag.
Oh, I see. Okay, there we go. That does it. Beautiful. That's exactly what I wanted. Oh shit, 39 ships. Okay. This is gonna be funny. This is gonna be real. This is gonna be real funny. Let's see if this even works. Oh man. Okay. Oh shit. There we go.
Oh my. Well, there's that. Yeah. So, wow.
So what does that mean?
So that means I've got one guy, and I'm going to make you hunt for days to find my guy, because I'm going to hide up in the corner.
Son of a bitch. You can only build one building at a time.
There has to be some way to do that, like a technology that you could build that you can just ping a sector of the map and reveal it. That way somebody can't be annoying like that, because I could really just go hide somewhere.
Well, there is a thing you can build for your planets where it'll increase, like a satellite. Yeah, you can build a satellite, and that will increase the...
But not enough to catch me in the corner.
No, but I do see you around my other planet there. So, I'm just gonna...
Well, actually, it's disabled in this version, but there's a calculation that allows you to go on for like 10 turns, and after that you lose if you don't have any planets off. So, you can't hide forever.
That's cool.
Not that anyone from our team would have done that before.
All right. What do we got? Oh, man, Jim. This is 59 versus 1? Okay. Shit. Are you running
Let's
away?
Test the running away. Yeah, I want to see what happens. Like, can I run away? If I leave the box, am I out?
Son of a bitch. Come back here, you coward.
So what... I mean, what is the box for? Is it like, if I leave the box, or I can't leave the box?
You can't leave the box. You can enter the box, but you can't leave.
So it's kind of like a roach motel. You can...
Six, 60 ships enter, 159 leave.
Oh, you know. I guess that was that. All right, well, hey, I mean, that's not bad, though.
That was fun. It was quick.
I would call it merciful. It was...
That was quick, and it moved fast. That was the nice thing, because of the way, like... You can build stuff in one turn, and you kept, like, moving and ow, motherfucker, ow.
What'd you do? Kick your desk?
I accidentally kicked my desk with my fucking knee. Oh, and there was the corner. It was the sharp end. I don't have good knees. I don't have good knees at all.
I've determined that the whole reason that we evolved to have little pinky toes at the end of our foot is so that we can run them into door frames, and
all right. I'm gonna host a game.
So many times,
I'm gonna host a game, and we are gonna do a comp stomp.
Okay.
So let's see, star systems, and it's gonna be two star systems, because why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna. How do I? Oh, I wanted to do. I wanted to do 8.
Yeah. Are you cool for a little while longer, Yuha? Or we don't.
Yeah.
We've never had anybody die on the show.
We don't want anyone to.
Don't worry, I have a day off tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So I can sleep.
Okay, good.
Afterwards.
So wait, I thought I selected an 8-player map, but I only see 4 here.
Well, this is a 4-player map.
Shit! All right, hang on. Sorry. Let me go. Let me kill that. Hang on, sorry. Let me kill that and restart. I thought I picked an 8-player map. I apologize. Okay, next. Maximum of players. Oh, arena 8 players, 1-star system. Okay, we'll just do that then. There we go. So let's do a comp stomp.
This is going to be good.
Waka waka waka. So, so it's going to be us against two AI teams.
Oh, great.
Come on in, Jim. The water's fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to click it. I'm clicking it. What do I have to do?
I don't know. There's an empty slot.
Well, I'm in here.
Oh, I don't even see you. I just see empty slot.
Let me back all the way out.
Okay, back out and...
Oh, because it was... All right, never mind.
Yeah, I had to quit the last game. That's probably what's
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah, but it didn't actually exit.
Ah.
And I thought that I was still...
That's fair. There we go. All right, so we're going to put you on our team. All right, so it's, we are team one, and we got three players on team two, and then two AI on team... Wait, what is the... Why is the resource modifier all the way... Well, you know what? Oh, shit. What the fuck did I... Okay, I tried to drag... Okay, I... Whoa. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Hit ready, you guys. Let's see what happens. It's like it's
I think I have to disconnect.
No. No, there it goes. There it goes. Good. Start game. All right. Let's see how this shit works. Let's see. Oh, my God. What the... What the fuck?
So
what the fuck just happened? Okay. Oh, is this? Oh, wait. What?
This is an arena event here, I believe, sir.
Oh, yeah. So it's not even a system.
Okay.
It's just a. Oh, all right. So
that's all right.
Yeah. So let's give it a shot. How do we? All right. So who's a bad guy? I don't even know who the bad guy is.
Yeah, that's the problem. I can't tell who's on what team.
Yeah, they're all different colors.
Yeah. So I'm the red player, and you green or blue, I think.
I'm blue, Jim. Which color are you?
I think I'm the green guys again.
Okay, so you're green, so I'm blue. So I'm going to attack orange down. No, I'm going to attack yellow. I'm going to go after yellow.
Okay. I'll try to handle the orange player.
Jim, you go after green.
I am green.
Oh, I mean orange. Go after orange. I'm going
yeah,
after yellow.
Yeah, already doing it.
Okay. This is going to be funny.
So what's interesting, though, this is only six turns long. I don't think we're going to kill everything in six turns.
No, I don't think we're close enough to everyone to kill everyone in six turns.
Yeah, but you can't escape from this battle because all the armies are stunned on the Rome turn, so you can't really do anything on the Rome.
Oh! What is that ball of fire up there? What was that? I saw like the red fleet did like some kind of funky ball of fire thing. What was that?
It was my ultimate force field skill.
Oh!
So I reduced damage from the other troops, and well, orange didn't do shit on me.
I see. Okay. Oh, you can zoom in nice and close. Whoa. Whoop, there they go. Whoa. Fight, 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 fight. Okay. What is this? Force field. Oh, I see. Okay. And what is this? Shocking missiles. Ooh.
Shocking.
Shocking. Shocking.
Bye, guy. And they are lost.
What the? What? Oh God! Already? Oh my gosh! Okay, go go go! Oh man! Oh man! Yellow just kicked some serious butt.
Yeah, I think yellow's overpowered. That's
Oh my God! It's still a miasma of sh. It's still a miasma of ships. And now we're back in the battle, and it's just going to keep doing the thing. I see, I see. Jim, are you still in
So it's interesting because it didn't reset position.
No, it is interesting.
The battle continues from the positions and the states after the Rome phase has ended. So you can actually bring more troops to one battle, for example, and hijack the whole battle.
Oh. Okay, so it's that. No, it's that. And then we're going to attack. No, that. And then we're going to attack.
So what's left? Just yellow?
And there's a little bit of purple over here. Or pink. Okay. A little bit of purple. Oh, man. Time to do some killing. Time to do some slaying. Most of my units aren't even in range yet. Oh, man, lots of units. The stacking reminds me of Kohan a little bit as well. I'm not sure why. It's a great game, though. Whoa, big boom. Big bada boom. Whoa! I don't know what just blew up. Somebody just blew up. Okay. Someone just blew up. Okay. Everyone attack that guy! Go! Alright. So, who's left? Just orange? Is just orange left?
Look that way.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny bit of orange. Okay. Everyone kill orange. Everyone. Kill that guy. Kill him. Kill him. Everyone. Do it. Do it. Yeah. Kill him. Kill him. Yes. Go. Man. Boom. Boom. Kill them all. Kill them all. Shit, they got lots of ships left. So do we. Oh, they're gone. I think they're gone. Did we win? I think we won.
Done it.
Yeah.
I think we won. Oh, let's try.
Yay.
That's cool. Let's do it in a more normal wet map now. Let's do three of us against one AI.
Well, actually, we're like in an hour.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, because you need some rest. And, yeah, we're an hour. So, was it 4 a.m., 5 a.m.? God. So, yeah, we're going to let you go so you can get some sleep. But this is a fun time with other people. And I like how you can have up to 8 people. I could see, like, tournaments with this shit and everything. That'd be fun. How far do you think you are from getting out of early access?
Well, I think around 7 months, perhaps.
Okay, we should definitely have you back on when you're out of early access, so we can do another comp stomp and get more players in here, maybe with a bigger map, and then see how much the game has progressed. But so far, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Great to hear.
So, folks, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So, folks, the game is Galactic Conquerors. It is on Steam right now. Oh, what is the price? What is the price? I was just looking at it. The hell is the price? It is $7.99. Ow. I wish Steam would not autoplay videos. I wish there was a way to... Oh, wait, there's a button. Turn autoplay videos off. Never even saw that before. It's $7.99 right now, or early access. And it's pretty playable already, as you saw. We didn't have one crash. The multiplayer just worked right out of the box. There were really no problems. No one had to restart or reconnect or any of that nonsense. So, yeah. Galactic Conquerors on Steam, folks. Check it out, and we will see you next week. What are we talking about next week? I forget. What are we talking about next week?
About an hour.
Hang on. I forget. Is it Ascendance? No, we're talking about. We're gonna. I'm trying to mix up topics, folks. So we're gonna try and have a mix of guests, and then specific topics, and then looking at specific games. Right. So next week we're gonna be looking at the classic MicroProse space sim, XCOM Interceptor.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, it's gonna be that episode. So tune in for that, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget to check out us on Twitter at Space Game Junkie, at Patreon at Space Game Junkie, and on all that other stuff. So thank you for listening and watching, and Yuha, thank you again for taking the time, not only in the middle of the night in your area, but still getting over a flu. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
It was a pleasure.
It was. And we will hopefully see you again when this comes out of early access. We'll definitely have to revisit it. So thank you, folks, for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time. Good night.